All right, thank you, guys. It is Friday, the 7th day of October, 2011, about 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. I'm Jeff Seifert for Raven News. Members of the public and the student body at Blatchley Middle School gathered Wednesday afternoon to officially unveil Sitka's Choose Respect mural. The 12-foot by 24-foot artwork is attached to the side of the school building and is the result of a year's worth of work by artists and scores of volunteers. KCAW's Ed Ronco attended the ceremony and filed this report.
At Blatchley Middle School on Wednesday afternoon, a ribbon cutting and a moment of celebration. Hundreds of people, including most of the student body, gathered underneath an enormous mural, which, as of Monday, now hangs on the side of the school building. The mural's theme, Choose Respect, is no accident. It coincides with a statewide campaign run by Governor Sean Parnell to address domestic violence in the state of Alaska. Katie Tipas manages the gubernatorial initiative. On Wednesday, with the crowd gathered in the Blatchley lot, she pointed out the very visible word, respect, at the top of the mural.
Now, can all of you see the word choose in there?
That was harder to find.
If you don't see it so well, look to the person next to you and say, show me, please. Help me.
So that's exactly what the crowd did. With outstretched fingers, people pointed out the different symbols, and other people said, oh, as the word choose suddenly became visible, spread across the entire mural. The C and the H behind a bear's head, the two O's filled with symbols of Native and Russian and Filipino culture, the S and the E behind a deer.
Okay, so you have the C, it's all the way over here, and it's very hard for me to see at this angle, over to here. And those words, it was deliberate on the artist's part to have those not jump out at you. And the reason being is we are still working towards a place where everyone is respected.
And mural organizers like Elizabeth Schaefer hope that unveiling the work is not the end of a project, but rather the beginning of a dialogue about respect and domestic violence.
Around the dinner table, as we get together with friends, as we go out to coffee, as we take our hikes with a friend, we need to talk about it and see how we can be part of the solution in our own community.
Schaefer works in the district attorney's office in Sitka. Her job is helping crime victims navigate the court system, and many of those she deals with have experienced domestic violence. It's a trend that translates statewide.
The state of Alaska has epidemic rates of domestic violence and sexual assault and child sexual abuse.
That's Katie Tipas again from the governor's office. She says in 2010, a statewide survey revealed that 60% of adult women in Alaska had experienced intimate partner violence or sexual violence.
And those rates are astronomical. So that's the reason for the initiative, is that we really need to do something, and we need to be very effective at what we're doing.
She says Sitka's mural is impressive both for its scope and its speed.
And to go from, you know, just sort of a vision to a finished project within a year really shows how this community has been able to come together. Until I saw sort of the text behind the mural, I didn't understand the depth and all the layering of it, and it's phenomenal.
And hopefully, says Elizabeth Schaefer, the mural will help people realize that building more respect in Sitka requires everybody in the community, no matter how old or young.
I think respect is something that's taught from infancy. It's taught by the way that we speak to each other, to our mates in the home, to our friends, how we talk about our friends, how we respond to the driver that cut us off in the street. I think respect is very multifaceted in the way that we model it to the children and other people around us, and it's what determines whether we can live at peace and with respectfully with one another.
Schaefer says it was moving to watch people come together to complete the painting and finish the project, and that she hopes that the sense of unity fostered in working on the mural will continue and translate to the broader community now that the work is on display. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.
And you can see photos of the mural and its unveiling on our website, kcaw.org. A newly seated judge who successfully defended a Yakutat Lodge operator from murder charges years ago will preside over a separate case of another alleged homicide at a nearby lodge that very same year. Juneau Superior Court Judge Louis Menendez has been assigned the case of Robert D. Kowalski, who is now in a Montana prison awaiting extradition to Alaska. Kowalski was never charged in the death of Sandra M. Perry at Yakutat's Glacier Bear Lodge in July of 1996. Prosecutors say they did not have enough evidence to counter Kowalski's claims that it was an accidental shooting. After Kowalski was convicted of killing another woman in Montana in 2008, Alaska cold case investigators took another look at the Yakutat incident. A Juneau grand jury last Friday returned a bill of indictment charging Kowalski with first and second degree murder in connection with Perry's death. Court documents indicate that Paul Miovas, an attorney from the Office of Special Prosecutions who's dedicated to cold cases, will prosecute the case. No attorney has been named for Kowalski's defense yet. A $1 million warrant was issued for Kowalski until extradition proceedings formally get underway. Louis Menendez just started working on the bench last month. While he worked as a defense attorney, one of Menendez's clients was Donald Richmond, operator of the Harlequin Lodge in Yakutat. Richmond was accused of murdering his cook, Rich Watson, in December of 1996. Archived news reports indicate a Juneau jury hung during the first trial in 1997, and Richmond was acquitted during a retrial. Walter Carpinetti, now the Chief Justice of the Alaska Supreme Court, who administered the judicial oath to Menendez last month, presided over both of the Richmond trials. The Harlequin Lodge was renamed the Bayview Lodge after the shooting. And the Alaska Marine Highway System has finalized its summer 2012 schedule, and the only change officials made from the draft involves Sitka. Captain John Falvey says the change involves the direction of mainliners during May.
We had three southbound sailings coming through Sitka. Two of them involved the Mat and one with the Columbia. And there was some concern that Sitka did have. So what we did was we made an adjustment with the Matanuska and created a situation for one north and two southbound stops.
The draft schedule proposed a number of changes from this past summer's version. All of those remain. The Fast Ferry Fairweather will start calling in Angoon twice a week, connecting the town to Sitka one day and to Juneau the other. There will be one more weekly Juneau to Sitka sailing and one fewer Petersburg run. The Malaspina, the main Lynn Canal ship, will reverse its route, beginning in Juneau most days instead of Skagway.
So we'll be starting out in the AM, you know, on the Malaspina, which is a high-capacity day shuttle, going northbound up the canal, except Sunday night, we'll overnight in Skagway.
Gus Davis will get four weekly port calls from the small ferry Leconte, twice from this past summer's number. Most other routes will remain the same. That includes the relatively new Bellingham to Whittier Express, which has been well used. No major changes were made to sailings to and from Valdez, Homer, Kodiak, and other Prince William Sound and Southwest Alaska communities. The new schedule is on the Marine Highway website at ferryalaska.com. That's it for Raven News for this hour. We're going to return back to the main studio and get an update on the historic one-day drive on KCAW.